Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
I'm Zuzana Shatkovsky, and I played Dorota on Gossip Girl.
Welcome back, listeners, to your one and only source into all things Gossip Girl. You know you'll love it. XOXO.
Welcome back to XOXO. I'm Jessica Zohr, and I promised we wouldn't make you wait too long, so I'm going to keep this quick, okay? So today, we're continuing our epic deep dive conversation with the one and only Dorota, also known as Zuzana Shatkovsky. Last time, you'll remember, we talked about how she got cast in the show even though she was only 28 years old and they were looking for a 60-year-old. How her character basically raised Blair, and the mini spinoff series she shot called Chasing Dorota. This episode, you'll hear our conversation about Blair's minions, the paparazzi on set, and her favorite couples on the show. So let's just jump back in with her, Zuzana Shatkovsky. Let me ask you this. What do you think about the minions? Do you think Dorota like respected these minions that literally follow Blair around and like think the sun shines out of her asshole?
You know, I feel like those were like she always had to kind of babysit them a little bit in a way. So I feel like there were a lot of eye rolls about certain minions' behaviors. So I think that I think there were some instances where Dorota ended up having to kind of keep them in line. I remember like there was the entire storylines about the atelier when Blair had the, you know, was designing. So Dorota had to do a lot of troubleshooting and a lot of like cleaning up of the mess. And like, so I feel like the minions probably like were a little bit exhausting for her. Yeah.
It's just the whole dynamic for stuff. Blair is so funny to me.
Yeah. And then she was so mean to those minions too. So funny.
She
like
was so mean to them. It was so
funny.
Mean. Like, yeah. Some of the shit she says, I'm like, Blair.
Yeah, it's
but
wild.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's really funny.
That was a very good, like, Blair, all of you, Dorota, the minions. Like, again, like, your reactions to the craziness that's going on. Blair's one-liners, her scheming, her, you know what I mean? And then, like, her relationship with her mom, it was so grounded in a way, too, where it's like, okay, this is why she's acting like this. Because she doesn't get or have this from her family.
Right. It's like a whole different set of expectations. Right. You know, I think it's so interesting with the Minions, because I think they're such a great example of what works about Gossip Girl too, which is that you have sort of an over the top situation and you kind of really go there with the dialogue and the, you know, the detail, but the performances, it's like they have to be moored in some kind of like real heart and like earnest
right
place and like absolutely some kind of desperation or whatever, you know, like, so that those performances, it's like, you know, if you think about like what Amanda Seton did or Alice Callahan, it's like those characters absolutely were all yeah so fleshed out and so different from each other and so committed, you know, so every single one of those performances was like in a fully committed mode, so that when you watch it, all of a sudden they're actually real people, even though they're the things that they're doing are so insane.
And like, but so, you're absolutely right.
And like, then you can empathize with Dreama. Them. Yeah, Nicole, Amanda, yeah. Dreama. Yeah, like, I mean,
all of them doing it. Nelly Yuki,
like, all of them. Course. And those, that, and it created a tapestry of like personalities that are supported. I mean, like you said, you know, it's like, for Blair to be the queen bee, like there has to be the context, and those that context has to be real and has to be like full. And so for all of those performances to be so specific, and you know, that's, it's kind of like you know, a masterclass in like character work, because everybody kind of figured out like what's the essential thing here at play, and then just played the hell out of it, and it became funny and real, and you could empathize with it, and you could go with it, and those characters were beloved, you know. So I think it's a really cool
100
example of how TV can like really be special, you know.
Absolutely. And what people would really like trip on, I remember when my sisters would come, they would like be like, oh my gosh, it's crazy that when you yell cut, like Leighton goes over and like hugs and laughs with Nicole, or like,
right. Yeah. That they're
laughing
like
with Susanna,
buddies.
Like Dorota, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because people, you see what you see and you don't understand. And like, literally you cut and it's like,
oh yeah,
they're like laughing and hugging, or all of us, you know, which is the best part about it, which also right made it fun to do, you know?
Yeah. Like I have like some really fun pictures from like the final season, and I have these cute pictures of like me and Leighton and Michelle Trachtenberg just like giggling about something because she's playing this insane Georgina, you know. But it was always so funny to me how like, you know, in between everybody was just like how committed they were to these like bigger than life characters and able to be believable in them when yeah they're really so different. They're all like very chill, very sweet, yeah, you know, down to earth humans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. What do you think Dorota thought of like Blair and Serena's relationship?
I don't remember so much. Like, I mean, I know I definitely had some moments where I was like in scenes with Serena kind of, but there are very few people that could actually hurt Blair, you know, like, right. I feel like Serena right was one of those people who could actually really get in there and like break her heart.
Right.
Hence a lot of the drama that they would right develop between them. And so I feel like for Dorota, yeah, that would probably be one of the most dangerous relationships that she, you know, right, if she was invested in protecting Blair's heart. But, you know, I think that it's a little bit similar to the Chuck relationship, and right that from Dorota's yep point of view is if Dorota's like, you know, a little bit removed, you know, and coming at it from a slightly more mature vantage point of just having had more life experience or whatever, that she could always be on team Chuck because she knew that as much as the bad stuff would happen between them, that there was fundamentally,
that he really loved her.
Yeah, that there was a real love and that things would be okay in the end, because in the end we're dealing with, you know, the highs and lows of youthful love. Right. And so
right
I feel like she believed in it in a, like a long game way. And I think she probably right had a similar feeling about the friendship with Serena, that, you know, she knew from being in her wise old age of however old she was, that, you know, that,
almost,
you know, that
70,
they would be,
you
know, right, exactly, that they would be friends, you know, down the line, they would look back and laugh at all of these like really horrible things that they were doing to each other. So I think that yeah there was probably a little bit of sort of an emotional maturity to let her, you know, not sweat
yeah
it.
And I also feel like Dorota probably also saw that like they really do love each other. Blair
yes
and Serena love each other,
yes,
but they're so different.
Right.
And the things that I think get in the way of their, whether it's the jealousy or shadowing or trying to be, it's wild to me, because I'm also like, whatever you think Serena's doing to you, Blair, you don't even, you're not even that person.
Right.
You know
right
what I mean? Like you're just, you know, you're so far from what Serena is, and Serena's so far from Blair. So, and maybe that's part of it, but
Right.
It's also just funny because I think in high school,
yeah,
it's a very hard time. But in my experience, when you do connect and find that with a girl and there isn't a jealousy and you do support each other and you have that, it's really a special thing. So right. I think Serena and Blair have that. And again, it's a TV show. It's entertainment, right. obviously. Like, I'm like getting real deep.
No, but it makes so much sense to me.
I just find it very funny.
Yeah, because like no matter how far down the road in life you get, it's like those high school experiences, that time of life.
They affect you.
Yeah, it's formative for a reason because you're like becoming who you are. You know,
right.
you find these kind of like heart-to-heart connections when you're young that can you know, that can have the longevity. And then of course they have to go through all of this, like, you know, high school drama, because I feel like the reason we like Gossip Girl and other shows about high school experience, like even, you know, as adults and all kind of different people like those shows, is because in high school, that's when we are like fully living our emotional lives, you know,
sure.
like the stakes of our hearts.
Everything
is dramatic. Is the biggest.
It's the love of your yeah. life. It's your best friend. It's the craziest right. dance. It's the craziest yeah. sport. It's the craziest essay.
It yeah, is. Nothing has been dulled by the responsibilities of, you know, life that later on kind of come into play. It's like all like everything is just it's just full throttle emotional living, and like it's great to watch, you know, because it's yeah. we can relate to it. You know, I love it. I love all this yeah. stuff.
I totally. And I, again, think that's where the writing on this show and even with the parents in the show, I'm oh, finding yeah. now when I'm watching it, I'm like, holy shit. Like what Lily's going through from losing Bart to trying to figure out this thing with Rufus and then to be like a stepmom to Chuck and then be there for Serena and Eric. And then, right. you know, she's got Dan and Jenny. I'm like, yo, are you super mom? Because that's crazy.
Yeah. And again, they did such a good job of making sort of the, you know, the older characters fully, they exist on their own terms also. So it's, I feel like sometimes when you look at a show that comes at you from a certain point of view, like, oh, this is a high school drama, then those parents are just right. sort of exist, you know, to bounce things off of, or, you know, they're just like peripheral. And here they have their own lives, their own insecurities and vulnerabilities and all that stuff that
yeah.
shows you why they parent the way that they do and how it has an impact on their kids and how, you know, so it's a really complicated tapestry they wove, which I think was quite ingenious. And like, there's a reason why all kinds of people like the show. Like there's a reason why it's not just, it doesn't only resonate with, you know,
young,
private
old,
school
gay,
kids.
Straight, yeah,
yeah. It resonates
yeah,
with,
anyone,
yeah, it resonates
everyone.
With like people all over the age gamut. Like even when I did the show, I used to be so surprised because like people would come up to me on the street, you know, that were like dudes wearing business suits in their like 50s.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, Dorota. Uh-huh. And I was like, what are you watching the show? And I was like, this isn't just a show for young kids who are living this experience. It's a show that resonates with a lot of people. So it's cool. They've really did something
yeah,
magical.
Around.
Yeah. The writing. Yeah.
For sure. And there's like something to be said, even when it goes to the parents, if it's not like the flashy thing with Serena or the drama with Blair, you always want to see what's going on because they always tied things together in this
yes.
like spider web way that like you didn't want to take your eyes off the TV. And then literally the episode will end and take the wildest turn. And I'm like, are you nuts? Where would you come up with this shit?
Yeah, and then when it's people like were insane. Watching it live, they had to wait a whole week to see the next
one.
I mean, that's what's wild to me is like when the fact that they, you know, created so much drama and stuff. Yeah, you know, it's like the fact that the original format was not binge watch. And you had to
yeah.
wait a whole week to see like what happens now with Ivy or whatever, you know, you're like.
Do you, on other shows that you've done table reads, right?
Yes, yes.
Can you imagine if we did table reads?
Oh my God. I was going to say, I never did one on Gossip Girl, but I guess nobody did, huh?
We never did.
No,
we never.
That's so interesting.
I thought
is there any
about
other
that
show
recently.
That never did that? Wow.
I've done table reads on every
Everything.
Show. Shameless, The Orville.
Yeah. I just thought it was always a table read, and except, you know, unless, you know, sometimes not everyone's invited, but it never occurred to me that, of course, we didn't. There
no,
were
we never
reads.
Did it. And I don't know if that was part of the reason that like the writer's room was in LA at the time.
Oh, maybe.
And it wasn't really like Zoom and all the things
right.
that we have now.
Probably.
But I also don't, I also think it was probably better we didn't, because just the energy and this stuff without like shifting and rewriting when you hear it out loud, I think it just worked.
Yeah. It's kind of like, you'd always be just like right on the ride. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
I went to LA one time to the writer's room. Like I went to visit them. I was happened to be in LA and I went to visit, and the amount of, crazy stuff on the whiteboards all around the room.
Storyboards?
Yeah. And I was like looking, and I was like, and they were like, don't look over there. And I was like, oh, okay. Oh, I was like so nuts.
It's just like every color marker on the storyboard, like arrows every which way.
Yeah. And you know, they, I mean, it's a lot of episodes every year, a lot of twists and turns, a lot of characters. And like you said, I think one of the interesting things that they did so successfully is that they kept, it was a real, ensemble show, because all of the characters were interesting and we were invested in all of them. It wasn't like, you're right, there wasn't like the boring family that we didn't care about, that we, you know, that you there wasn't the part where like I go to the bathroom during this part. It was always,
and that happens on a lot of shows.
Yeah.
And you just, I just don't find that with Gossip Girl. Like if Kelly and Rufus or Bart or anyone in the Waldorf family comes on, you're interested to see what's going to happen, because they dialed it in and connected the dots so brilliantly.
Yeah.
That you didn't want to miss a beat. And I think that's what's really, really great.
Yeah. And I know I'm from listening to your podcast that, like, you know, every actor has their own coping mechanisms for being an actor, you know, and what they do and how they, you know, how they, whether they're able to watch themselves or not or whatever. But like, you know, I happen to be one of those people that, you know, mostly for probably unhealthy reasons, but I always watch what I do because I'm like, I'm always very insecure about it. So I'm like, let me see how bad it is. And I'm like, oh, it's not so bad. But anyway, I was one of the people who watched Gossip Girl as it was airing. And like, I was like a fan of the show and watching it. And so I would show up on set, and sometimes, you know, Ed or Leighton or somebody would be like, how's the show? What's going on in the show? and I would be like, well, it's good. In fact, this week, and it's like funny because I, you know, so I was actually like, you know, having a double experience because I was on set working, but then I was also watching it like a fan of, and also because my stuff was so, you know, I was in my kind of lane. So I was like, you know, often just in the Waldorf house and often in only in certain storylines. So a lot of it was news to me. I mean, I would get the scripts I was in. I didn't read all of them. And then I would see the show and I was into it, you know? So it's funny because now it's been a while. I should probably go and rewatch the whole thing too, because it'd probably be, you know, I've forgotten a lot of stuff.
You should, because it's wild. It's crazy. I forgot. So there's stuff I'm in. I'm like, does she hook up with him? Does she not?
My sister, the other day,
my sister's like, Jessica, you played her. Did you kiss the guy or not? I'm like, I honestly don't remember.
So no, is it, what's coming? Yeah, it's so just funny.
Yeah. It's insane.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
All the sets were so great. Like,
oh, the flowers.
The flowers. Oh, my God. It was insane, those flowers. And I'd always be like, all right, well, I'll take some at the end if no one's going to take them. They're like, take them. I would have, like, flowers all over my place in New York set because sometimes you wouldn't have the same flowers in the next scene or, you know, whatever.
Right.
But the way it was just decorated. But I always loved coming to the Blair's house.
Yeah.
Like if Vanessa had to go there, I always liked filming there a lot.
Yeah, it was cool. It really was. And then the funny, because like I had a lot of experience with the, you know, the cutlery and the teapots and stuff. And it's funny because they had the nicest, obviously, china and everything. And sometimes so I'm like kind of have a discerning eye for, I can tell that pattern and that I've seen it elsewhere in the world. I'm like, oh, that's the Waldorf's china.
That's the real stuff there. Which they never chintzed out. They didn't chintz out on the show.
It was
whatever it was, designer, china, like what, you know,
everything. And, you know, that was probably the most taxing part of my job was the fact that everything was so nice and real. So I often was carrying a tray. It was just like very, very often happened. And that stuff was heavy because it was like silver and then like the teapots and all that stuff. And so I would have these like heavy, heavy trays so that when we wrapped at the end, they said, you know, they were like, do you want to take something? And I was like, so I took the biggest tray that was kind of the albatross of my Dorota experience.
That you did that. Yeah.
So I have it. It's like this silver tray with like feet on it. And it's like really heavy and like, you know, nice. It doesn't, I mean, I don't have any stuff like that in my life. So it kind of sticks out like a sore thumb in my in my house. But it's like I have this big old silver fancy tray. And the other thing I took actually was my headband.
So I love.
I have my Dorota headband.
You told me that. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, it was just kind of cute.
Let's talk about that for a second. In a scene when you're holding those, that shit's heavy and you have to keep it in the same place, right, in the same spot. Like,
oh, I definitely had some problems sometimes like clinking glasses because like my arms start shaking after like 10 takes.
But, and then they're like, hey, can you not set the glass down on her line? And like, you're like, well, I have to set it down when she said, because I set it down when she said, 9 times.
Right.
But yeah, I'll just like wait a beat. And then you're like trying not to think about it.
Yeah, you know, I'm actually like a real expert on the kind of minutia technical life stuff because 90% of my scene work on Gossip Girl had to do with some sort of, you know, tea service food, you know, so that thing of like hitting the same mark with like putting down the plate and picking up the teacup and the business. Like I was always doing business. And so now if I ever work on any sets and they give me any business, I'm like, oh, the props people this. Love me because I'm like, I know just, I always get it in the right spots. I'm picking it up the right way, you know? So it's like, I had a lot of business. And the one that was the hardest, which is kind of funny, was there was a whole storyline where Blair got a bulldog.
Oh my God, handsome?
Yes. was it because of school? I forgot what
I think so. Yeah. It was something with Yale, maybe.
Yeah, it was to do with Yale. And there was the bulldog. And the bulldog came in, and it was a puppy, a teeny bulldog. And it was so cute. And I had to carry it, you know, around. And then
that's like a difficult thing to do in a scene.
Oh, yeah.
Like, let's just be honest.
Yeah.
A baby or a puppy.
Right.
it ain't fun.
No, and this
even
this
they could be the cutest
like,
thing ever. It's a difficult thing.
Yeah, and he was like, you know, fine at first, and then we took a hiatus for the holidays, and then we came back to the same episode, and that dog was like full grown,
a horse,
because it grew, and so then I had to carry it, and it was so heavy, and the man was like handing it to me, and I was like, dude, this is such a heavy, because it was a big old bulldog, and by that point, my arms were like going numb. And then you're trying not to complain because it's such a dumb thing to complain about, but you're like, can we please speed this up or make a change because this dog is unwieldy.
Oh my God. But did they only have one?
They had that one, and they thought for some reason they didn't think that it would change over the, or maybe they had another one of it or something, but whatever it was, that if they were twins or brothers, maybe they both grew up because and
right.
So the continuity was weird, but they just like rolled with it.
They just went with it. Yeah. Cause yeah. there's a baby that comes along.
Yeah.
Cause I remember.
Well, I had two.
Oh my God. It's, and you also, for me, I like felt weird. Cause I'm like, does this baby even want to be here? Like, do they want to be by their mom?
Thing.
Yeah. And well, I'm just like,
I had a birth scene, like, so I had to give birth to my baby on Gossip Girl, and they handed me the newborn baby, like, to my arms, and so, you know, the smallest they can get, like, you know, with the union rules,
like,
is, like,
3 months,
yeah, and so the mom was, like, I could see her, she was, like, but she wasn't supposed to step into the set, so the baby was carried from the mom to me by, like, a baby nurse.
By the way, if someone told me I can't be by my 3-month-old child, I'd be like, you can get out of here. We'll leave. Bye.
Yeah. And I kept looking at the mom being like, is this
what?
Who is this fun for? But I guess people like being on TV.
Yeah.
I just remember being like, oh, and I was so uncomfortable about it because it was like so fresh of a baby. And I was like, I don't want the responsibility of holding it. But, you know, I was laying down. It was fine. They like said it. And then they worked for like little few minutes at a time. But I remember thinking like,
and they always
what a
have
weird.
Twins, though.
Yeah, so yeah, there were twins.
In case one cries, then they bring the other one in. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, so this woman had to bring her twins in from, you know, Long Island or
yeah.
some. I remember that she had like a long commute.
Oh my God, I forgot that Dorota had a baby.
Yeah, I had two because I had the one that was like season 3, I think, and then that I was pregnant when I got married to the Vanya character. And then I had another one later, which was purely a plot device because there was like a reveal with like a pregnancy test in a trash can that I forget if you thought it was Blair or Serena or something. It was like, and then
right.
it turned out to be me again.
Oh, Dorota's just popping babies out.
Taking pregnancy tests in Blair's bathroom for some reason, but you know.
But wait, who's the dad all the time?
Well, it was Vanya.
all of them?
Yeah. Well, mine was Vanya because like, the reason we got married is because I was pregnant with his baby. And then
Right.
And then we
okay.
had a second
right.
baby later.
So I love it.
But
love
yeah,
it.
It's so silly. But yeah, but there was other babies too. Georgina had a baby. That baby was pretty present, I think. I can't remember. There was another baby too. Yeah. Because my babies were only there a couple times, but it was still fair.
How about Rufus and Lily having a baby?
Right.
Having another child.
Right. It's like so nice that you're watching it back in order because it's like,
yeah.
All those things. I know all of this stuff that happened. No, I mean, I don't remember all of it, but it's like all one big soup.
Okay, wait, let's just do this because I'm having so much fun with you.
Right.
Who do we like to see each other with? We obviously like Chuck and Blair.
I like Chuck and Blair.
Who do you like to see Serena with? Serena and Dan?
No, I think Serena, didn't Serena and Nate have a thing at one point? At the beginning, wasn't that the first one?
Yes, I think
that was
they cheated on Blair.
In the bar at the...
Yep.
I feel like I liked that just for starters.
Okay.
But I really liked Vanessa and Dan. So I feel like the original setup, you know, from those first seasons, like, you know, when everyone kind of found their love matches, I always kind of got stuck on those.
I feel like that's the only person that works for Vanessa. And really when I'm watching it now, I'm like, they're just very similar. They like the same thing.
Yeah. It just made sense because we were like, they're cute together. You know, it's funny.
Yeah.
It's like I used to always say to people, it's like people always ask me about, you know, stuff on the set and all the actors and whatever. And I would always say about you, I would say she's the sweetest person and she's the most beautiful person I've ever seen in person. I was like, the
oh
fact that
God,
she walked in the room.
You're so sweet.
No, but I used to always be like, it's really crazy. Like when you walk in the room, people are like, because you're so striking and you have such a beautiful heart that like radiates through you. So you're just like a lovely human. So I used to always tell people, like, you were the one that when anybody asked me, like, who's the most beautiful person in the Gossip Girl world? I'd be like, Jessica.
Oh my God. You are the sweetest. That makes me so happy. Yeah.
So I always like to see Vanessa happy too. I was a big fan of that.
Oh yeah. You're like, just Vanessa, get it. You got it.
Get it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so sweet of you. It's funny you say that because like even when I just saw your face pop up on here before we went, like your skin is flawless. You have the biggest heart. You're so sweet and lovely. And when you see your smile and everything, you're so warm and beautiful. And like literally what you did for a character that didn't have lines, like right. That's how beautiful and amazing and talented you are. So when you're saying that, that just made me feel so warm and happy. And I love you for saying that and appreciate it.
Well, I really do think that this show, like, really part of the magic of it, like, the reason that people still really are moved by it and just love it to death is the human content. These characters are fleshed out by just the right people, and it has the right kind of chemistry amongst the cast and that charisma that the individual actors bring in their individual ways. And it's like everything is sort of in its right place, you know, and like right. Every character is brought to life by the right human. And like, so it works. And so then people like really love it, and it's lasting. Cause like you can tell, like there are a lot of shows in whatever years we're to 2010 or whatever it was, we finished doing this, you know, and not all of them still have the same kind of fan fervor and commitment, you know, but I think it's partially right. Because these characters are really like fleshed out with love.
Yeah. It's got to be the craziest thing for like Josh and Stephanie to take right. This, you know, get option the books, make it into a TV series, right. Go to the network and just really have the faith with the casting, with the cast, with the producers, with, you know, wardrobe, hair and makeup, the camera guy, you just have to have faith that it's going to work.
Right.
And I think they did a good job. I think. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You see like people so excited about it, you know, like who are newly watching it, like young people now yeah. Who are watching it. And then people who are watching it, who like still hold it dear after all this time and like continue to watch it or have some connection to it, you know, it's cool. And people have, you know, they kind of grew up on it a certain way.
Yeah.
And saw themselves reflected in one way or another, or it was escapism. I think it's a good mix of the two things. Cause like,
for sure,
you know, there's things people relate to, but it's also this fantastical other world of like glamour and
yeah. Flashy glam. Yeah. All the things, the city, these vibes. Do you know when we were just in Charleston, this girl came up to me and she said, I just have to tell you, she said, I'm losing my mom to cancer, and the only thing that's gonna make me cry that gets me through is watching Gossip Girl. And I'm like, the fact that like we can do something when someone's literally having like a life or death situation to give them a moment is like really beautiful.
It is. It's beautiful. No, it absolutely makes sense. And people, I mean, it's like, you know, that feeling when it's almost like you can be with your extended family or your friends, you know, and it has that quality of a show where you can always go in and kind of get away from things for a little bit and feel connected to another story. And it means a lot. And the fact that those people, there are so many people that are touched and moved by it and that it's important to them. And every time I meet someone like that, that's a really special gift. And it's like one of those things about being an actor that's like beyond imagining. Cause you're like,
yeah.
How lucky am I to get to do such a fun job that I love so much? And it's like insane to me that I ever get to do it. And then the fact that I, not only did I get to do it, but I got to walk around inside of that world that other people, you know, really like to visit and be connected with. Yeah. It's huge. And it, like we talked about before, like this is a show that wouldn't be what it is if it wasn't for the fans and the way that it came into the zeitgeist, because the fans really wrote the show and they made the show, because this show was right on the precipice of, you know, writers listening to their audience, a dialogue, you know, because people were reviewing it and writing about it online and social media was starting. And so all of a sudden it's a show that is really owned by the fans in a way that is really special, because it was one of the first shows that actually listened to its own audience, you know? So
100%.
Yeah. It makes my day. And people always say to me, oh, I'm sorry to bother you. And I'm like, are you kidding? It makes my day because it makes me feel like I did something of some kind of value to somebody. And also it's just a thrill, you know, it's a thrill to be a part of anything that touches them, you know?
Yeah, totally. It's wild. And it's like what you're saying, like the support from the fans made the show keep going.
Right.
Sorry, I just got really emotional.
I know. It's so,
and I was already like stuffy with my allergies. I'm like, but it's true. It's like, because it's so funny too. Because like you will get this. Like actors too. There's like certain people that like take our stuff way too seriously.
Right, right.
And we should. Like we take on a role and it is our job and be professional. Yeah. But like we're not carrying anything. We're not like saving people's lives. But if we can give people a moment to like connect.
Right.
Or feel something or laugh for a minute or get through something that they're going through for storylines that they're watching. That's what we do, why we love what we do and like beyond me.
Yeah. And it's amazing because it's like, yeah, everybody has their, you know, I guess their calling or their gifts. And like, if, you know, if this is ours, and then it's like, we have to take our job seriously, but we can't take ourselves seriously. But what we can do is like, the gratitude aspect, we can take that part seriously. So we can be like, look, it's really freaking cool that we are in something that means something to people. Like, thank you. Thank you, universe.
Yeah.
It's cool. Yeah.
And I think in that with the writers and producers and what they did with the show, I think that's part of it. Because there was so much heart in it. It wasn't just, because there's times I get a script and I'm like, well, these people are just trying to make a hit. And by the way, I read a ton of scripts that are beautifully written and great too. But there's times where I'm like, okay, they're just, it's not about making a hit. It's not just about trying to make something successful. Something becomes successful when there's heart in it across the board.
Yeah, when it's authentic to itself.
Yes. And across the board, like even our camera guys and everyone on the show, like every angle.
Right.
No pun intended, but like every part of the show, every piece of the puzzle, from our drivers to our security guards to Crafty to hair and makeup, like everyone cared.
Yeah.
Fully. Everyone poured their heart into it. And I think it really came through, not just on screen, on set, in the fittings, in the trailers. I just ran into an extra that was for 4 years. He was like, I basically was there every day.
Wow.
And I said, oh my God, this is crazy. It's been years. And he's like, you know, I have not been on a set like that again, where it was like a family and people talk to the background. And like the background's what makes the show too.
Oh, yeah.
There's not one party scene that works without every background in there.
Oh yeah. And that was a huge background show too, because it had so much, there were so many festivities.
Big scenes.
And
events. Yeah.
And no, and we had people who were background and stand-ins that were there for season after season after season, which I think is unusual, right? Because most people end up moving through. No, I definitely had that vibe too. And for me, it was the first show I'd ever been on for, you know, other than for just a little drop-in. So to see how the feeling of that world developed, and, you know, and at first I felt a little bit trepidatious. I mean, I was like, I don't know exactly when I started feeling any ownership over it or feeling like it was my show too, you know? I always felt a little concerned about it. Didn't know how to be.
It was like basically your show. So you're good.
But it was like, you know, when I was like, you know, I always felt like I was like, oh, I don't know. And then it was because of Leighton, and, you know, she would always make sure I felt like, you know, I was part of the goings on. And so it was like, finally, when I kind of looked around, I was like, oh, I'm a part of this family and I'm doing this. It was like such a thrill. And it was like kind of snuck up on me almost. You know? So it was, you know, but it still continues. And even seeing you recently and now talking to you today, it's like, it's amazing. Cause like, you know, it still feels really like an important part of my life, you know, that,
for sure.
I'll always carry with me.
I know. And just, even when we were all just there in Charleston, like even just like, it also felt like none of us skipped a beat.
Right, right. Yeah, and I also love the fact that, like, I love when I'm watching things and I'm like, oh, here's Chase just, like, absolutely murdering it on this, you know, cool-ass show called The Boys, or, you know, and I'm...
Yeah,
and it's like I'm... Or, you know, Penn on You, or... And I'm always so thrilled for everyone to see what they're doing and what how their lives have changed. Especially because, like, even though I wasn't so much older than everyone... I was like a little bit of a generational step aside from you guys just being in my late 20s versus early 20s when we started. So now seeing people have like babies and this whole other phase of life, I'm like, everybody's adults. It's so weird. You know, that's like so cool.
Mom
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
Do you remember the feeling or when you knew kind of like, whoa, the show hit in a way? I just feel like all of a sudden one day we showed up and it was like security guards and like fans and paparazzi. And it was like overwhelming. People are like, was it exciting? I'm like, no, it was kind of like scary.
Right. No, I mean, it was really interesting to be on a show that, you know, was filming before. I guess that always happens, but the fact that we were filming X amount of episodes before it ever aired. So right, then you're right. Well, what's this going to be like? And then all of a sudden it's airing, and then all of a sudden it's this like hot thing. So yeah, watching that transition, I always felt a little bit like I was watching it the side a little bit. I remember having the feeling that so many of the actors, you know, playing the principal roles had already storied and long careers as such young people, you know, had already been in Hollywood or, you know, working since a very young age. And so to see people kind of get the, for lack of a better word, like the payoff or like kind of hit it, you know, was a really fun moment to see. But also then watching the specifics of what that looks like, it is weird. It's weird all of a sudden that, you know, there has to be security, and it's weird that there's so many people. Because I remember always when we were on location, and like if I was walking, you know, with Leighton or with Blake or something, and people were coming for autographs or pictures, it's not that anyone doesn't want to give them out. It's just that there was an unending tide of people all of a sudden. And you're like, well, you can't, the security guard was there because you couldn't stop. Otherwise you'd never get 10 steps ahead. And I've never seen anything like that in my life. So I was like, whoa. And so that was interesting. And watching those, you know, kind of big burly guys who have to like push young ladies aside, you know,
You remember when like the guys would come out of the trailer, like Penn or Chase or Ed or
yes, oh man,
Connor, like they'd come out and the girls would scream and be like a piercing scream,
like the Beatles, in old, like how could videos people have gotten so excited about the Beatles and it's like this.
Be like, holy crap! And there would be times too. I remember on the Upper East Side, I think maybe Ed and I one time like walked over to the crowd of people. And we said, hey, we will come and do any hug or autograph after, but can you just not scream so we can get through the scene?
Right.
Like, we want to go home. You want to go home. We want to meet you. And they were so respectful and amazing once they kind of understood, like, okay.
Yeah, let's help it out.
It was like rad. But there was one day where we were like gonna not make the day because of how excited they were. And then like on the flip of it, like if I put myself at 10 years old and I'm walk out of my school and, you know, 90210 was filming.
Right. I would freak out. Yeah.
I'd probably be like, oh my God, I want to go say hi. I don't know that I would, you know. So on the flip, I'm like, they're just excited and great. But sometimes it's just about like understanding, you know, the flip, because I'm like, we can't get mad and have like an AD go yell at a 10-year-old. But like, yeah.
But I do remember like the paparazzi things. Like I'd never seen paparazzi before because like it was not my world. And so watching the paparazzi on set, like the fact that they would be so destructive and like
not discreet at all.
No. And the fact that there would be like full shots ruined because of like, you know, photographers would get mad if they didn't get close enough. So then they would go and like mess up a shot by like standing in the back of it. Yeah. Or, you know, and I would just see that all the time and be like,
but they were like, sometimes they were deliberately doing that.
Oh, yeah. Falling over.
I couldn't get the shot. And they would go over like, oh my God, we can't even shoot right now.
So yeah.
You'd almost have to like feed feed into it.
Yeah. No, they had to be like,
okay, well, give
me
the shot so we can work.
Yeah. It's such a weird thing. As I remember
it
that.
Was wild.
Yeah. To me, what was like, I remember there was a episode where we were actually feeding ducks in Central Park, and it was
I just love that line. We're just feeding ducks.
Yeah, we're feeding ducks.
No big deal.
No big deal. But they were actually had.
It's one of my favorite things about you and Blair, though.
Oh, I know, the feeding ducks. Well, we had at once where they actually brought in ducks, like they were like actor ducks. You know, they were like professional ducks. So the guy had like the trainer brought them and he put them in the pond with like the normal ducks. So they was like, it was so funny because the one group of ducks was very well behaved. And so we had like actor ducks. And then one of the ducks, the trainer was like showing us the duck. And like, so Leighton was like kind of holding it and I was like petting it. And a paparazzi took a picture and it was like in People magazine. And it was a picture of like Leighton holding the duck and kind of like half my face. And I was like, oh, I'm in a paparazzi photo in People magazine. That was like the moment where I was like, oh, this is really exciting for me. So that was
the
very
show
funny.
Is doing
I was like, my arm.
I just also love that there's like actor ducks.
Oh,
like,
actor ducks is insane. Yeah. You know, but I do remember like of taking the subway and stuff, like probably we're like into season two or like kind of once Dorota started having a little more of a storyline and I'd see people looking at me and I was like, oh, like I'm being recognized. Like the first feelings of ever being recognized, you know, for a TV part. Like I remember the visceral feeling of that. And it was like very, it's never, I mean, because of, you know, my position, I'm in a different vantage point than you guys, but like it's never been personally overwhelming because it's always been kind of minor. So it's always only a thrill, you know, but I've seen it on the big scale where it gets a little freaky. But for me, it's always in these little bite-sized pieces that just make me feel like, oh, cool.
But also when you say bite-sized pieces, I feel like you're like the full like pizza because people literally, you're like a fan favorite. Like, people come undone. That's why, like, when I saw you, I'm like, girl, and you're like, your podcast is great. Like, we wanted you on from day one. Like, like, you would have been one of the first five episodes for sure. And everyone, too, not just fans, like the cast, too, and the writers, people may be discreet fans on the street because they're nervous, but like, you really, really are people's like favorite. We read the things, the reviews, and that goes. You literally had an audition where you didn't have words and you were triple your age, and you managed to then have a full blown character that people like love and adore, and it's so rad. Which, by the way, you're gonna probably be like, "Come on, Jess, I'm gonna have to ask. Can you do like one or two lines as Dorota, like talking to Blair?
Oh, sure. Like, yeah. No, it's funny because like, you know,
do people ask you?
Oh
that?
Yeah. People ask me all the time. And so it's like, I can never remember like a line to say, but I always, but the accent I can do, Well, you know what line people always want me to say?
I'm sure you and Ed probably get it the most.
Yeah.
Like DeRota and
Well, it's
Chuck.
Always funny when Ed and I were in the scene together, I would always think, like, we're the two people not speaking in our own accent. We had to like take that split second before we enter to like adjust. The line people always want me to say, which I think is so weird, is they always want me to say, God is always watching, Miss Blair. You know, and it's, which is,
was that when she was masturbating?
Yes, which I think is such a weird thing, because people always want me to say it to them, and I'm like, that's a masturbating line. God always watching, Miss Blair. There was something about Mr. Chuck that
you gotta do Mr. Chuck.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Chuck. I defriend Mr. Chuck in Facebook and life.
wait, say it one more time.
I defriend Mr. Chuck in Facebook and life.
By the way, was it written like that?
I think so. I can't. I think I might have got a little bit wrong just now. But yeah, it was defriend in Facebook and life. Yeah.
Oh my God, I love
Mr.
it.
Mr. Chuck, Miss Blair, Mr. Chuck, Miss Serena. Yeah.
Now, do Ms. you, Eleanor. Obviously you could just turn it on. I find that fascinating.
Yeah, it's fun because like, yeah, Mr. Chuck, Miss Blair, like the, once you stick a Mr. or a Miss on it, that'll do it. Yeah, Miss Eleanor.
And was it written that way or did you do that? Like in the script, was it?
It was usually written. I mean, the Miss and Mr. stuff was in there, but I would sometimes push it a little bit more to the accent. But it was, right. It was pretty much set up for that. It's funny because I did a cameo on the new Gossip Girl with Aaron, actually.
I wanted to ask, but I wasn't sure if we could talk about it.
Oh, so. Yeah. Well, no, we did it. It was the Hanukkah episode of the first, you know, season. I guess they're filming the second season now. And we came in for that, like a dinner party that we had been invited to by Blair's mom and by Eleanor and Cyrus. And so it was Margaret, Wally, me and Aaron that were like, return for that episode, and there was a line that I was supposed to say, and it said Miss Waldorf, and so I went up and I was like, oh, excuse me, I was like, Dorota says Miss Eleanor, and I was like, it's been a lot of years, so you don't remember, but I was like, no, Dorota would never say Miss Waldorf, she would say Miss Eleanor, Miss Eleanor, Mr. Cyrus, Miss Eleanor, yeah, and so I like got them to change it a little bit, because I was like, you know, there's a certain way of Dorota that I'm
right. Of yeah. course.
Yeah. It was weird to step back into.
And so are you, you sound literally perfect. Are you good with all accents?
No, I mean, I do a lot of Eastern European. I like Russian and, you know, other kind of Slavic ones.
I don't know
ones.
If people understand this. It's very, very hard. Like very hard.
Well, those,
I think
those ones are like kind of more in my wheelhouse. And then, you know, I've tried French and other Western European ones, but I'm not as comfortable with that. I'm not very good with British. You know, that's like one thing I wish I was better at. But I feel like my...
Well, also British is like, there's so many different accents. Like the UK is quite small. Like,
yeah, and so many different sounds.
Or England. And there's so many accents there. Like you think of America, there's like a Texas accent and Louisiana, like a Southern accent. There's like so many different ones.
It's
and then
crazy.
There's New York and then there's the Midwestern, you know?
Yeah. It's like, some of them, I watch a lot of like BBC stuff and like British shows. And it's like, sometimes I have to turn the subtitles on. I'm like, what are you guys talking about? Like what? I'm just watching something that was set in Wales. And I was like, what? You know? So it's wild, but yeah, the Eastern European accent stuff kind of comes easy.
Yeah, wait, and what's Aaron's accent on the
Aaron
show?
Is supposed to be Russian, but
okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was his first time working with that accent on Gossip Girl, so he called like a buddy, and he was like from Belarus or something, and had a little bit of a little session to get that one up to par. But you know, he and I would always talk about the fact that, like, you know, there's a good mix of, you know, wanting to be real and then also having fun with it. So those characters are fun characters, and so a lot of times, like, even I would like err on the side of making a slightly funnier choice than always being like down to the brass tacks of being like absolutely authentic. So sometimes I would lean into the funny
right.
sound, but you know, it's like between my two parents, they had very different way of expressing themselves. You know, both had a thick Polish accent, but so I'll steal a little bit of this or that. You know, it's like you're making it your own. But I had a couple of scenes in the show where I got to speak in Polish for a moment. Like, there was a scene mm-hmm. that I kind of lose it on Mr. Chuck because he tries to like buying me off or something.
Right.
And so it's
fucking Chuck.
Yeah,
man.
it's me and Chuck and Serena, and there's a scene I kind of turn on them, and I'm so enraged that I start yelling at him in Polish. And in that scene, they kind of let me translate it. They kind of let me write my own Polish lines. But I worked on it really hard because I wanted it to be well received, because I know people in Poland watch the show. They have it in Poland. So I wanted Polish people to be proud of me. So I was like, yeah. I wanted to like nail it and make it really perfect.
Do people like freak when they hear you talk without the accent, only knowing you as Dorota, like a fan?
Yes. That's the number one thing that they say. Lovely, like, are you Dorota? And I was like, and they're like, oh, what's wrong with you? You don't have an accent. And I was like, no. And then they always say I look much younger too. And even now that I'm older than I was, now I'm like, they still say I look younger. So those are the two things.
Everyone looks so good.
Yeah, I was like, when I saw you guys, I'm like, yeah, everybody looks, you know, it's insane. Well, there's a reason that everybody's so in the biz, I guess.
I don't know, but like, you look amazing. Like, I kept being like, well, are we all drinking? Or like, say we, I'm putting myself right in there.
Well,
drinking the same water, because like Chase looks, Leighton, Blake. It's like everyone's almost aging backwards. It's wild.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that's true.
Everyone just looks really good.
Yeah, I think it's definitely true. And it's like, Chase is another one that like, I used to like, you know, he would walk in the room and I'd be like, whoa. and I saw him, you know, a couple weeks ago when we were together, and I was like, yep, same old thing. I was like, he's
same.
Okay, you're like, where's this guy dropped out of some kind of cloud from heaven?
And honestly, people probably get so sick of anyone who comes on and we talk about this. So sorry, guys. He's also just the nicest person.
Oh yeah, he's so sweet. And I used to love it, like when we would go to like events, like if there was like a party or, you know, some sort of organized thing, and it would be out in a public place, and he would always like chat with me and make me feel cool, because like all the girls were trying to chat with him, and I was like, you know, the old Polish housekeeper, but I was like, Chase is talking to me. You know, he always was very nice to me, and like, you know, because I feel like in a way, like part of what I was saying was like, because I was playing Dorota and, you know, I wasn't there all the time, and, you know, so I had that slight feeling of like not knowing, you know, not feeling totally right. At home.
And you probably
at
really didn't have that many scenes with Nate, really.
No, and not, you know, I always felt a little bit, not shy, but, you know, it's a little tentative. And so it was all the individual people sort of reaching out and, you know, kind of taking care of me in a sweet way. You know, Blake was always that way with me too, where it was like, you know, made me feel like I was part of the team. Chase and Ed both always were like that. And Penn too, you know, it's like, I feel like we had lots of fun chats, and, you know, I was made to feel like a peer instead of just like, you know, some old housekeeper.
No, that's what I'm saying. Everyone loves you so much. Even too, like when Leighton just came on the Orville, she's like, I still talk to Santa all the time. She's the best. I'm like,
Yeah, it's great. And it's like we had, you know, you have all that off time and, you know, time in between scenes. And I feel like I got, you know, so many interesting friendships and the chance to like really meet people on that show that I still hold very close to my heart, you know, and it's like, that made it so much fun. You know, even when you were sitting around waiting, there was always some kind of fun chat or hanging out in somebody's dressing room. You know, it wasn't a very solitary experience the way it is on some sets, you know?
No, absolutely. And I too think we were all experiencing something together too. It was experience like New York together, experiencing the way the show was hitting. There was just so much that we were all doing together, whether we knew it or not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's interesting to see how a show kind of takes off and becomes its own sort of little spaceship, and then everybody has to go for the ride with it. And
everyone's just like, okay, buckle up. Here we go.
Yeah. And I love hearing your stories like from the podcast, you know, the stories of you guys having the sort of home base with the guys being roommates and, you know, just having to find that. It's almost like going to college and like you have to find your, you know, your home away from home. Like, you know, it's like that, if that being, you know, being a young person kind of going into a different landscape and then like having a wild experience together, it's like, you know, the kind of way that you have to bond and hold each other up through that and make it fun and memorable, you know? So
it's
those stories are really cool.
It's just been a trip, and that's why this has just been so fun.
Yeah. And I love that you're doing this podcast, because I think that, you know, firstly, I mean, podcasts are are the thing. I like, if without pod, I'm like, how did I live without podcasts? I like, I'm like such an important part of my daily life. And then, you know, the show still lives and has all this, you know, this huge fan base that continues to grow. And so it's nice to have a tribute to it and a place to sort of talk about it and kind of get the behind the scenes stuff. And then also I think it's nice because, you know, we have the new Gossip Girl in the world. And the old Gossip Girl has its own sort of DNA, and obviously they're connected, but it's nice that the popularity of the new one can help re-inspire people to just to rediscover the old one as well. So it's nice because it's all kind of working together, you know. I think that's great.
Right. Yeah. It's insane.
Yeah.
Well, you're in New York, so you're probably like, let me get to my Friday evening.
This is like, I don't even know what day it is. Fun. No, this has been so fun to talk to you. I'm so glad I got to sort of, you know, reconnect with you and see your face too. Recently. And also to be a part of this because I've been a fan of the podcast. And the fact that I'm here is like a thrill to me. So, yeah, I just want to express my gratitude to you and also my admiration. I mean, not only am I a big fan of your work and you as a human, but also I think you're a tremendous podcaster. And I really love what you're making here. So it's my honor to be part of it.
Oh, you are just a gem of a human. Thank you. You're so sweet. Jess.
Thank you so much.
Happy that you came on. And when I come to New York, let's do the tour.
Yeah, that'd be really fun. And we can.
Yeah, it'll be a trip.
That would be a real trip.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Zuzana, it was so awesome to finally get you on the podcast, girl. And thank you so much for giving the many, many Dorota fans such a treat. I can't wait for our tour. I'm so excited. And in the meantime, I'm going to go watch more of The Gilded Age and keep up with everything that you've got going on. And everyone listening, you should do the same thing. And I'll catch you all next week for another episode of XOXO. We'll be back to the rewatches, picking up with season 2, episode 21. Until next time, XOXO. XOXO is produced by Propagate Content and me, Jessica Zor. Our show is executive produced by Ling Lee. Our producers are Diego Tapia, Kristen Vermilia, Emily Carr, and Hannah Harris. Original music by Moxie and Loon.
A lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.